RCR with Paul Brennan.
Jessica Maxwell was with us only a week or so ago to discuss the Ombudsman's findings against Hastings District Council for mismanagement and neglect of Havelock North dams and streams, and also of misleading the public. Jessica has a raft of other council responses to Lagoima requests, some going back several years, that reveal, among other procedural anomalies, that the complaint system is dysfunctional. She has recently obtained what she describes as smoking gun emails after she read a 2023 staff report about a secret council document. Another response to a Lagoima request in 2023 showed that HDC's comms and engagement lead was able to influence the editor of the Hawke's Bay Today to pull an already legally approved and paid for full-page advertorial by community group Friends of Tainui Reserve. It later turned out that the HDC staff involved, including an in-house lawyer, were discussing and targeting a completely different Friends of Tainui Reserve advertorial. Nor did they consult the mayor, chief executive or councillors before speaking to the Hawke's Bay Today to get it pulled. A complaint made by Jessica to HDC chief executive Nigel Bickle went unanswered. Adding insult to injury, the HDC staff also lodged an Advertising Standards Authority complaint against Jessica over the other advertorial. The ASA declined to adjudicate the complaint after reading Jessica's substantive defence. Despite this, Hawke's Bay Today has declined subsequent requests to publish the correct advertorial. Now, you might be wondering what the big deal is here. Well, Jessica tells us that the advertorial would have informed readers of HDC's draft plan to turn the Tainui Reserve into a permanent, unregulated, ride-where-you-like mountain bike park, which Friends of Tainui Reserve say would make it a very unsafe destination for all other visitors. But wait, there's more. Lagoima has also revealed that the Mayor, Sandra Hazelhurst, had been working with the Hawke's Bay Mountain Bike Club to take over Eskdale Park as a mountain bike hub without proper community engagement. This was going on for nearly 2 years before the community knew anything about it. And on one occasion, the mayor appears to have misled concerned Esk Valley residents who came to speak to her about the proposed mountain bike hub, claiming she had no knowledge of any such plans, when it turns out she had been supporting the mountain bike development and directing council's involvement with the club since 2018. A complaint about the council's interference in a commercial contract between the Hawke's Bay Today and Friends of Tainui Reserve is now with the Ombudsman. Jessica is back with us again, and we're asking this: what will it take to get some real accountability? Jessica, thanks for coming back to RCR.
Thank you very much, Paul. Nice to speak again.
All right. So quite a bit to get through here, and hopefully we can sort of get through it in a way that the onion layers sort of fall off. You know, we peel them back.
Yes.
Let's start with the Friends of Tainui Reserve's advertorial and the HDC staff intervening in that advertorial. Quickly, what happened and what authority did they have to act?
Right. Well, this is going back to 2023, and the council's draft plan for Tainui Reserve, which I've lived beside for 37 years, was to turn it basically and effectively into a full-time permanent urban mountain bike park where they didn't monitor rider behavior, and they tacitly approved that mountain bikers could ride all over the reserve, including up and down paths that were signaled to be walkers only. So our group, Friends of Tainui Reserve, we felt that that beautiful urban jewel in the crown should be a safe destination for the approximate 90% of visitors who don't ride mountain bikes. So we conducted a campaign, and we got a professionally designed advertorial, full-page advertorial, to publish in the Hawke's Bay Today.
Okay, how many readers would that have reached?
Well, that would have reached around about, I think, about 20,000 readers. And so it was, as I say, professionally designed. It was sent in to the Hawke's Bay today, and it was fact-checked by their legal team at NZME and personally approved by the editor, Chris Hyde. And I went in and paid for it on the 25th of January, 2023. And it was booked for page 7 on Monday, the 30th of January, 2023. And then on Friday, the 27th of January, 2023, the Hawke's Bay Today contacted me and said they were pulling the advert.
Oh, okay. For what reason?
Well, I thought at first possibly somebody in the Hawke's Bay Today had contacted the council, but that wasn't the case. It turned out that the council's communication lead had actually made an unauthorised phone call to the advertising manager at the paper. And basically, as a result of what she told the person, basically warning them off from running our ad, that was why the advert was pulled.
What was so tough for them in your advertorial that would have had them intervene and cancel it?
Yes, well, you see, the council usually depend on ignorance and apathy. And there are really a very small number of people who would be interested in reading their reserve management plan or their draft plan. And so we wanted to get the message out that, you know, this wasn't good. I mean, the heading on the advert said Tainui Reserve Crisis, Safe Public Space or a Ride Where You Like Mountain Bike Playground. The future of Tainui Reserve hangs in the balance. And we just went on to say what the council was proposing to construct more unmonitored mountain bike tracks. And they obviously didn't want us to get that message out.
How did the comms person know that you were about to run an ad?
Well, we had run another ad, a different ad, in a local publication. And the staff hadn't liked it. They were hell-bent on this turning Tainui into a full-time mountain bike park. So they decided that they would put a complaint down to the Advertising Standards Authority against me. But that actually came back to bite them, because when I put in my substantive defence, the ASA decided that, having decided initially that they would adjudicate it, when they saw my defence, which was going to leave the council with some serious egg on its face, they decided that they wouldn't adjudicate it.
Okay. Is there, or has there been provided, a specific legal or procedural basis that could justify their intervention in NME's commercial contract?
Well, not that I know. And the dreadful thing was that it appears to me that these managers were very disgruntled. And they just went and did that off their own bat, because the response I got to my Lagoima request for information showed that they hadn't asked the chief executive should they do it, they hadn't asked the mayor should they do it, and they hadn't asked the councillor should they do it. They just did it.
Have you heard anything from the editor? You mentioned his name before. Has he talked about this at all? Why he?
Well, no. I tried to get that advert run. And he refused, which was very disappointing.
Do we know how much interaction there is? I'm sure there is on a news level, but in terms of, you know, advertisements placed by, let's say, council entities in that local publication, I mean, do they advertise a lot?
Yes, they advertise a lot. And after the flooding, when I had given the editor a whole lot of all the information I'd gathered from my investigation and submitted a talking point on the subject in October 2023, he wrote to me and he said, I've made a decision. I'm not going to publish any editorial or advertorial you send in on the subject of the Havelock North flooding.
Okay, so... It was bigger than just the reserve. Okay, just playing devil's advocate here for one moment. Could the council argue that it was simply exercising, I don't know, due diligence to ensure that misleading and maybe inflammatory content did not reach the public, rather than acting out of self-interest?
Well, I don't think so. I think that the legal team who fact-checked it went over the facts with a fine-tooth comb. I would say that they would be more experienced on that than Parks and Reserves managers.
Did you get any responses to your complaints specifically about interference at Hawke's Bay today? Any response?
No. They wouldn't respond and they wouldn't apologise.
Okay. Take us through the evidence for the council's partnership with Hawke's Bay Mountain Bike Club regarding Eskdale Park ahead of community complaints being made, and who knew what?
Yes, well, this is another scandal where there was deceit and lies, because the Esk Valley residents and the community knew nothing about any plan to turn their rural idyll of Eskdale Park into a mountain bike hub. But actually, the council had been working secretly behind closed doors with the mountain club for nearly 2 years before the community knew anything.
What did the mayor know?
Oh, she knew everything. She had a first meeting with the mountain bike club chairman on the 31st of October 2018, and from then she was actually directing the project. And then on the 25th of August, I think it was, 2019, she had asked her deputy mayor, Tanya Kerr, if she would lead a working party to liaise with the club and move what she called a significant and exciting project forward. And the deputy mayor, she accepted willingly.
What is the connection then, do you think? Is there a connection between what the HDC did in intervening in your advertorial and debate controversy surrounding Eskdale Park?
Well, there is a connection, because Andre Le Goyma request that the Friends of Eskdale Park put in, they found out that on the 16th of September 2019, the chairman of the mountain bike club sent the mayor and deputy mayor an email and said that a small token of our appreciation for your support to date towards the Mountain Bike Club, we'd like to offer you the opportunity to put an election plug in our next weekly e-news, which goes out to a huge database of club members. And the mayor and deputy mayor, instead of writing to thank him very much, but say that would be totally unethical and in breach of the code of conduct, they jumped at it. And Sandra Hazelhurst's response said, "Many thanks for your kind wishes and for offering to put my campaign profile into the Mountain Bike magazine. We're excited about the Esk Valley project and making it happen, and I'll forward the campaign message today." And Tanya Kerr, she replied with "many thanks" email to follow. And I just think it was almost, in my view, a tracks for votes arrangement.
How many people would that information or that promotion have hit? And do you think it made any difference, or any did it contribute to any election results?
Yeah, in an earlier email, the figure of 3,800 members was mentioned.
Okay. Well, that's a significant block of votes if you can get them, isn't it?
Absolutely. Well, in my view, that's what got them elected.
Did the comms person at HDC describe you as a menace?
Yes, she did. And I'm actually quite surprised there wasn't an expletive before that. Yes, she did. That was in a response to what appeared to me to be a disgruntled parks manager's inquiry.
Right. But it kind of gives you an idea of how they think about you, or that person, but it's probably more than just that person.
Yes. Well, I would be possibly their arch nemesis, because the Parks and Reserves Department really underperforms. And once I find out what they're underperforming about, I put in these Le Goyma requests for information. I find out the facts and then I challenge them. And they don't like it.
What did they used to say on Dad's Army? They don't like it, up 'em.
from Dad's Army, I remember that.
Corporal Jones, that's right. Okay, so Esdale Park, where the Mountain Bike Club reside, and Tainui Reserve, two different things. But where does Esdale Park come into it in terms of, I don't know, potential support from council or from other entities in support of the mountain bikes plans? And you can tell us what they had planned. And you mentioned before the mayor's lack of knowledge. She said she didn't know about it, but had been helping all this time or pushing along the mountain bike club's plans.
Yes. So the Hawke's Bay Mountain Bike Club have wonderful trails and tracks over in the privately owned Penpack Forest, and that's on the other side of the Esk River to Eskdale Park. So the Mountain Bike Club wanted to create a mountain bike hub in the council's Eskdale Park Reserve. And yep. Then they were planning to put a swing bridge over the Esk River to give them access to their trails in Penpack Forest. And the plans included roadways, 100 car parks, a commercial coffee cart, and a bike repair business.
Would it be fair to say that there was some kind of partnership between the council and the Hawke's Bay Mountain Bike Club here? Some kind of partnership?
There was, because on the mountain bikes club's project plan, the Hastings District Council logo was stamped on it. And yet when the ombudsman slated them and drew, you know, conclusions that they had behaved unreasonably, he told them that that was one thing that they should have told the mountain bike club to remove from its project plan. They were just hand in glove with one another.
Now, has the mayor justified or spoken publicly about accepting the offer for campaign advertisements in that newsletter? Talk specifically to that.
No. The ombudsman told the council that they were to apologise to the local community for their secrecy and their involvement with the bike club, and that they had to put an explanation of their relationship with the club. And they did that on their website.
So the ombudsman found council's actions unacceptable in this case?
Yes. Yes. Unreasonable is the word he uses.
What are the smoking gun emails, Jessica?
Yeah, well, that's another absolute scandal. And this, again, involves the mayor and the chief executive and the in-house lawyer. And quite frankly, with the exposures that my investigations have uncovered, I honestly believe that those three people need to resign. So the smoking gun emails, I asked for them under a Lagoima request after reading an article on Stuff. And if anybody's listening and interested, if you just Google Stuff secret document, you'll get the story of some locals who took the council, sued the council over a building that they were putting up that was substandard. But I think the story was that the council building inspectors passed it, but it was in fact a lemon. And during a protracted, I think it was 4 years, fighting the council, evidence of a secret document appeared. And this secret document was from Rice Spear, who are Auckland lawyers specialising in local government issues. And the district council had used ratepayer money to ask for advice how would they deal with complaints from ratepayers. Imagine that. And the essence of the secret document was that they should shut up shop, ignore, and await litigation. And so this ratepayer found that was absolutely terrible, because that precludes probably 99% of people, and tried to get the document from the council, and the council refused. And shortly after that article was published, Councillor Damon Harvey, he spoke to Stuff, and he acknowledged the existence of the document, and this didn't please the mayor. So she removed him as chair of the Performance and Monitoring Committee and put him in the naughty chair. When I read that stuff article, I remembered I had put in a very substantive complaint against the chief executive on the 8th of February, 2022, and I had no acknowledgement. So I asked the council for any correspondence between the mayor's office and the chief executive's office on that date, and relative to my complaint. And what had happened was, and these were the smoking gun emails, so the mayor got her executive assistant to email my complaint through to the chief executive's office, and it just said, Jessica Maxwell has forwarded the email below, that was my complaint, copy for your discussion. And she copied in the lawyer, the in-house lawyer. And the next day, the chief executive's personal assistant wrote back and she said, I have shown Nigel, that's Nigel Bickle, this latest correspondence from Jessica Maxwell, and just to let you know that no further action needs to be taken on this. So he shut down the complaint that I'd put in against him, and Sandra Hazelhurst went along with this great idea, and the councillors all knew about it as well and said and did nothing. So it's really, I view it as corruption. I don't know how you think about it.
Well, there's certainly a pattern there, right? So you go back to the affidavit sworn by Esk Valley residents in August 2020, that they met with the mayor, Sandra Hazelhurst. That's when she said she knew nothing about any plans to develop Eskdale Park, if I heard that correctly. Then you've got what you just told us about the strategy of pushing people away. Just wait for litigation, I think was the last one. There's the pulling of the Friends of Tainui advertorial by the HDC comms person with Hawke's Bay Today. Then you've got the person shutting down complaints about themselves.
The chief executive, no less, telling the mayor to shut it down, and she was complicit and went along with it. And if I could just read out a little bit from the affidavit from these two really responsible people that went to see the mayor about the plans to develop Eskdale Park. She says, I asked the mayor if she knew anything about any plans, ideas, proposals or concepts to develop Eskdale Park into a mountain bike hub. And she said, I do not know anything about any developments at Eskdale Park. My husband asked the mayor to verify what she said, and she repeated, I don't know anything about this, but I will get to the bottom of it. Now, you see, they didn't know that she was lying through her lipstick at this point.
Because she'd known for 2 years almost, right?
Yes. She'd been driving the whole project. And 3 weeks earlier, at this closed shop workshop, she had, which I got the unredacted version of, it's the meeting report says, Sandra closed with grateful and encouraging comments, suggested Colin, that's Colin Hosford, Parks Manager, should apply for Tourism Infrastructure Fund application around $800,000, $300,000 for bridge, rest for other infrastructure. And that was 3.5 weeks before anybody in the community knew anything about any plans to develop Eskdale Park. So, I mean, the level of deceit and dishonesty just beggars belief.
Given the repeated accusations of misconduct and cover-ups that we've been hearing from you, why do you think council leadership hasn't addressed these concerns publicly? Why do you think the chief executive continues to shield staff from scrutiny? What's in it for him to do that, do you think?
Well, to be honest, Paul, I think that what my hugely time-consuming investigations have uncovered will result in his resignation, the resignation of the mayor and the resignation of the in-house lawyer, because it just shows an entrenched pattern of abuse of position, deceit, lies, cover-ups, and it's just totally unacceptable. I think Hastings ratepayers deserve better.
Okay, so just to wrap up on, what do you want to happen now? You have repeatedly called out the HDC and their poor behaviour, but you've yet to see any accountability by the sounds of things, even after the Ombudsman's ruling a couple of weeks ago. So what needs to happen now, Jessica?
Well, I wrote to the councillors about 3 weeks ago, and I put these three of the first accusations to them, and I said that I had some questions for them. And the first question was if the chief, if the employee, the chief executive, didn't offer his resignation, would they terminate his contract? And then I said if the in-house lawyer didn't offer his resignation, would they arrange to have his employment terminated? I said, question three, if the mayor doesn't offer her resignation, will you have a vote of no confidence and ask her to resign? And the fourth question I asked them was, would they write to the Minister for Local Government and ask him to install a statutory manager to run the council? Because these councillors have been complicit in every one of these examples that I've given out. They've just sat back impotently, said nothing and done nothing.
Jessica, why would they do that?
Well, I don't know, but I believe that that district council has been run like a banana republic.
Wow. What a story, eh? Incredible work you've done. They didn't see you coming, Jessica.
No, well, it's been very time-consuming, but I have a social conscience, and it was bad luck that the Tainui Reserve I've lived beside for 37 years, and the same with the scandal about all their deceit and lies about the Mangorau stream, because that flows on the other side of the street that I live in. And so I had incredible amount of local knowledge. That was their bad luck.
All right, well, let's leave it there. I've got a feeling this is not over yet, so we'll probably be having another chat sometime.
Well, they always say it's not over till the fat lady sings. Now, I can't sing, but I can hold a pen, and let's just see what happens.
Thank you, Jessica Maxwell, for coming back on RCR.
Thank you.